Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. Welcome you back to another installment of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night and try to bring you 2 hours of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And tonight we're going to do our second installment highlighting the recorded works of the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. Jerry Mulligan, a great baritone sax player, sometime piano player, arranger, and composer. Actually, we've done quite a few shows by Jerry Mulligan in different contexts. We did the original Jerry Mulligan Quartet on Pacific Jazz with Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums. That's where he made his first big splash as a major jazz artist. We also did the Jerry Mulligan Concert Big Band. Did a couple shows on that one. We did Mulligan matched up with Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Sam Getz on tenor sax, Paul Desmond on alto sax. So we've done quite a bit of Mulligan, but we haven't done anything by the Mulligan Sextet. And so we're going to rectify that tonight. And the Mulligan Sextet was made up primarily of course, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, occasionally piano, John Early on trumpet, one of his real soulmates, Bob McMahon on valve trombone, occasionally on piano, the swinging Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Peck Morrison on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. And the first track we're going to do tonight out of the Count Basie book by the Mulligan Sextet is Broadway. Thank you. Nice swinging version of a thing out of the Count Basie book, nicely adapted by Jerry Mulligan. Of course, the frontline area solos were Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, John Early on trumpet, Bob Rookmeyer on valve trombone. Well, let's turn now to the alto sax artistry of a real giant on that instrument, Sonny Stitt. This is his version of What's New, written by Bobby Haggart, and who is a bass man in the Crosby Band. On piano, we have here Eddie Higgins, who is one of the great pianists out of Chicago, the one on the international fame, really. Duffy Jackson on drums, the son of Chubby Jackson, the bass player, and Don Macy on bass. And this is a little thing called What's New.
Oh,
Stid on alto sax all the way, doing a What's New, backed up by Eddie Higgins on piano. Obviously cut live in a club somewhere, but the liner notes do not indicate the location. But in any event, it was a beautiful rendition of that composition. We're going to turn now to a return to the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, our highlight group of the week, and edition number two. And this is from an album called A Profile of the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And this is a little thing written by Jerry Mulligan called Westward Walk.
Thank you.
Westwood Walk, written by the leader of the group, Jerry Mulligan. That was our highlight group of the week, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. And I'll reiterate, the front line soloists on that track were Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, the leader, John Early on trumpet, Bob Lookmeyer on valve trombone, Zoo Sims on tenor sax. Gonna do something by one of the best modern jazz quintets that was ever put together. And this is a Clifford Brown, Max Roach quintet. And they added in, it includes Sonny Rollins here on tenor sax. Harold Land left the group. Richie Powell on piano, the brother of Bud Powell. George Morrow on bass. Of course, Clifford Brown on trumpet. Max Roach on drums. This little thing written by Tad Dameron called Flossie Lou.
Thank you.
That was a swinging little composition written by one of the great composers, arrangers in modern jazz, Tad Dameron. A little thing called Flossie Lou, played by the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. Of course, we had Max Roach on drums. You heard a Max Roach drum solo on that track. Clifford Brown on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. We turn now to the our highlight group of the week, and that is the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, and this is from Jerry's album Mainstream of Jazz. It's a little thing called Igloo, and personnel is the same. So you're primarily going to be hearing Mulligan on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax doing Igloo.
Thank you.
Jazz group of the week, the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, from Jerry Mulligan's album called The Mainstream of Jazz, which is could not be a more appropriate title for an album for this show, and a little thing called Igloo. We're going to turn now to an album cut by co-billing John Jenkins with Kenny Burrell. John Jenkins on alto sax, who made a nice splash on the jazz scene for a while and was a very, very talented alto sax man, and then kind of drifted off of the scene. But while he was playing actively, he was very good, and along with one of the real giants of guitar, Kenny Burrell. In fact, the album is a co-billing. It simply is John Jenkins with Kenny Burrell on the Blue Note label. And along with Jenkins and Burrell, we have a really all-star rhythm section of Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Danny Richmond on drums. Here's their rendition of Everything I Have Is Yours.
Thank you.
nice ballad rendition of an old standard, Everything I Have Is Yours. And that's John Jenkins there on alto sax, Kenny Burrell on a guitar from their Blue Note album, cut at the famous Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey in August of 57. Okay, now we're going to return now to the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, but this time we've got a different personnel. Jerry Mulligan always picked the cream of the crop, wanted to join his group, and this particular version of the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, we have Art Farmer on trumpet, or flugelhorn, as the case may be, Bob Milkmeyer on valve trombone, of course Jerry Mulligan is on baritone sax, the great Jim Hall on guitar, Bill Crow on bass, Dave Beatty on drums, and this is from an album called Nightlights. And this is a Latin thing that's really kind of nice, called Black Orpheus. Thank you. The Jerry Mulligan Sextet, that's a different version, as I noted before he cut that track, that included Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Bookmeyer on valve trombone, Art Farmer on trumpet, a little thing called Black Orpheus, a nice Latin version of that tune. And we're going to stick with that same album, Nightlights, by the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, with the same personnel. And this is the Prelude in E minor by Chopin. Beautiful, actually got a Latin rendition of Chopin's Prelude in E minor by the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. The front line there included Art Farmer on trumpet, along with, of course, Mulligan on baritone sax, Bob Bookmeyer on valve trombone, Jim Hall on guitar. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and we hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream sounds that you heard here tonight. And so we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you'll make it a habit to join us every Sunday night. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for only about 5 or 6 minutes, and we're back for a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We're going to take it out with a little piano stylings of Vince Guaraldi doing Cast Your Fate to the Wind.